Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, more about soybeans. Inoculating them, I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm sure you'll let us know.
Yeah. You know, when we're planting beans in Kansas, typically we would say it's a good insurance policy to inoculate the seed. Soybeans are just different from most of our other crops. And the fact that there is a bacteria in the soil that forms little nodules, which are little balls on the roots, that help those soybean plants fixate their nitrogen from the atmosphere. The issue is, neither soybeans nor the bacteria that are in the soil are native to the United States. So if we haven't planted soybeans in a given field or inoculated those beans, there won't be any of this bacteria found to create the plant's own nitrogen. I was fairly surprised by this number, but soybeans are big users of nitrogen. For example, a soybean yield of 60 bushels per acre requires around 300 pounds of nitrogen, or another way to think about that would be about 3 to 4 pounds of nitrogen per bushel of seed harvested. So I knew that beans created their own nitrogen by the way of nodulation, but I didn't realize it was quite that much that they produced. A lot of that, most of the nitrogen required by the soybean plant is supplied by that biological nitrogen fixation that takes place within those nodules. There will be some of that provided by the soil and the organic matter as it breaks down that the plant can just readily use and not have to fixate for itself. But when we get into research studies, the yield response to inoculation has really been pretty variable. And that's not just in the state of Kansas, that we can even go into other states east of us, and it's just not a proven way to increase yields on a very consistent basis. But the cost of either buying pre-inoculated seed or getting the seed and then inoculating it yourself is pretty low. So it's just one of those things that it's better to do it and not need it than it is to need it and not have it. Because if we don't get good a nodulation on these beans, we can have a significant loss when we get to the end of the year. So soybeans that are poorly nodulated will take up most of the nitrogen from the soil, just like our other crops would. But we don't put on a whole lot of nitrogen on our soybeans. So it's might be able to find some there within the soil, but if we don't provide this inoculant or put this inoculant on so it can nodulate, those yields are going to really suffer. So back to why do we see the variability in yield response to inoculation? Really, it rounds out to there's other things that just go on. You know, we need good weather before we can see a good response to that as well. So we're going to see, say, pH, could be our phosphorus or potassium levels in that soil, but also just environmental conditions can play a big factor in why we don't see a response to the inoculant. However, if there has not been any soybeans grown on a given field for a number of years, that bacteria might be there, it might not be. So again, we want to provide that inoculant, make sure that we're going to get those nodulations, because we can see a yield increase anywhere from 2 to 10 bushels to the acre on a pretty consistent basis. Again, depending on how long it's been since it's been in beans, or if it's ever been in beans, we expect that yield to be dragged upwards or higher the longer it's been out of beans with the use of inoculation. So to kind of just wrap up, inoculation is most likely to increase our soybean yields when there has never been a soybean crop grown in a given field, or if it's been 3 to 5 years since the last soybean crop was grown, we're going to see probably the best response there. But soil pH, if it gets below 6.0, we can also see a response to inoculated beans. And then this one's always a hindsight's 2020 deal, but if we go through some early season stress, so whether that's too much rainfall and we've just waterlogged those soils, or if we just turn really hot, those both are not great environments for the bacteria. But again, if we're putting that bacteria basically on that seed and inoculating it, we should still get good nodulation and have a good chance for some good yields. And as soybean yields increase, the nodulation is going to become even more important for our producers. And that just means I think it's going to be more of a standard practice for a lot of our producers. I think a lot of our, I'm going to say the top guys are already doing this. Our top producers, I should say, are already doing this. But again, it's just going to provide that cheap insurance for all of us, and I think that it's something we need to truly think about. So with that, if you guys have questions, you guys are always free to give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to turn out to be one of the most informed non-farmers in this area whenever I interview you guys. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.